Welcome to the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live for another edition of Fact or Fiction. I'm John Schmelk. He's Lance Meadow. Here's statement number one. Lance, the Giants will have more sacks than offensive touchdowns in 2017. Fact or fiction?
Well, from the fan perspective and the team perspective, this is a hopeful fiction, John, because I think they're going to want to have more touchdowns compared to what happened in 2016. It was 35-32 in favor of sacks last season. It was close, but when you look at since Ben McAdoo took over as offensive coordinator, John, in 2014 and then 15, the Giants have had over 40 touchdowns. They want to get back to that point, and I think that's doable when you look at the addition of Brandon Marshall, you look at the addition of Evan Engram, perhaps an improved offensive line, and Rhett Ellison helping in terms of the blocking on the line as well as the running game. I think sack total could be maybe just under 40. I don't think that's necessarily stretching it, but I think that realistically this team could easily get 40 touchdowns, and I would give them a slight edge over the sack total.
I agree. I think if they have more sacks and offensive touchdown, that's probably more of an indictment of the offense than it is superior play by the defensive line, because you want to get more than 40 offensive touchdowns in a year if your offense is going to be one of the top units in football, which the Giants certainly have the potential of becoming. Statement number two, Landon Collins will not lead the team in tackles for a third consecutive year. Lance, going for the double negative here.
Yes, I am going to go for the double negative. And similar to the track record that I always like to turn to with the Giants, Landon Collins, he's led the team in tackles each of the last two seasons. But here's the thing. He's also had a comfortable margin in that department, John.
20, 30 tackles, yep.
Yeah, over Jonathan Casillas in both seasons. But here's the big X factor. Landon Collins barely comes off the field. He's on the field for just about every single snap. So in order for somebody to top him, you'd have to guarantee that they're going to be on the field for just about every single down.
And Casillas is probably your best shot at that.
Exactly, and there's no guarantee he's going to be on the field. And then a lot of the other linebackers, they mix and match based on Spags' defense. So once again, by default, Landon Collins, to me, is the closest lock to finishing atop the leaderboard again.
Yeah, barring injury, to me, that's an easy one. I agree.
Absolutely.
That's Fact or Fiction. He's Lance Meadow. I'm John Schmelk. Training camp is coming fast and furious, folks. Just a week away. Make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com for all the coverage. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your July weekend.